pack of Avalon cigarettes, please.
Yes, sir. Oh, just a moment, sir. Don't forget your change. You never guessed that Avalon cost you less.
Good evening, friends. Good evening. This is Del King saying welcome to Avalon Time with greetings from Red Foley and the entire company. As you all know, next Wednesday is March the 15th, the last day to pay your income tax. So cheering up the people at the crowded Internal Revenue offices, we find a man whose budget isn't the only thing that's unbalanced, Red Skelton.
Yeah, boy, what a crowd. No kidding. Everybody's down here at the Internal Revenue office. Only four more days till March the 15th. That's Cash Wednesday. Income tax returns. You know what income tax returns is? That's a nervous breakdown on paper.
Hello there, Skelton.
Hello there, microphone.
Hey, did you know that they have a Red Skelton pie?
Yeah, how's it made?
Plenty of crust and full of applesauce.
You can't bother me. I'm the Good Samaritan tonight. I'm down here to cheer these people up. Money, that's what got them worried. Filthy, dirty, old, ugly, gorgeous, beautiful, marvelous money. Money used to bother me, but no more. I'm just one from a million. I got the six odds. All I need's the one. So a lot of people, when they pay their income tax, they get excited and they fly up in the air and they start to swear. But not me. I never swear. But wherever I stand, grass never grows again. No, income tax are getting higher every year. It's getting so now when you walk into a hotel around March the 15th, the clerk, you ask for a room, he says, you want it for sleeping or jumping? Really, a mother.
Oh, hello, Mr. Skelton.
Hello, doctor. Hey, doc, did you pay your income tax yet?
Yes, and I'm so mad I could operate. What did I tell that collector off?
Yeah, what'd you say?
Shall I leave out the bad words?
You better, yeah.
Oh, then my lips are sealed. But I'll see you later, Mr. Skelton. I have to rush over to the hospital. We got a sale on operations, and we're awfully busy on this.
Well, that doctor's a marvelous fellow. He's got a grand sense of humor, too. He keeps his patients in stitches. I'd like to hear what he told those tax collectors, though. Those tax collectors really mean business this year. When they mark your returns paid, in the back of the word paid, they stamp a question mark and a picture of Alcatraz. You know what Alcatraz is? That sing-sing with a world fair. I better start figuring out my own returns here. Let's see. That's 495.
Hello, Skelton.
Hello. Well, Phil Davis, our musical blimp.
Say, did you hear what happened to me?
No, what happened, Phil?
Well, that tax collector took one look at me and said, Chubby, you got to pay our corporation tax. Why, I guess I've lost my old figure.
Well, you didn't lose it, Phil. You just gained three new ones.
Well, say, Red, what number would you like us to play?
Well, how about playing a number sort of a warning to the income tax department? You can take all my money, but my heart belongs to Daddy. Oh, that's corn and not even off the cob yet. Hit it, Phil.
Thank you.
fan. It's the best fan on the air. No kidding, guys.
Hello, Skelton.
Oh, hello, Peter Grant. Hey, what's the matter with you?
All right, I'm downhearted.
What's the matter?
Sponsor told me I didn't have to make any more commercial announcements on Avalon cigarettes.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, you see, the millions upon millions of people who have switched to Avalon's are spreading the word around that Avalon's really are the outstanding cigarette value on the market today.
Yeah?
They're saying to all their friends, why pay more for cigarettes when you can get highest quality in Avalon's for 3 to 5 cents less than other popular price brands?
Well, everybody knows that.
Yeah, but can you imagine that, Red? That was one of my favorite lines.
Yeah? Oh, well, gee, fuck up. Maybe the sponsor will let you mention something about the tobacco that goes in Avalon.
No, he won't. Sponsor said that any smoker that tried Avalon just once will immediately appreciate that smooth, mild blend of fine Turkish and domestic tobaccos.
Yeah.
Red, I can't even mention that Avalon's 100% union made.
Oh, you're kidding.
See, Red, remember when I used to say, the next time, ask for Avalon cigarettes.
Yeah, those were the days.
Boy, I could almost hear that cash register then, Red. And remember how Mary Jane would say,
don't forget your case.
Too much for me, Red. I'll be seeing you, Father.
Well, don't take it so hard, Grant. Man, remember the old saying, where there's a will, there's a way to plug Avalon. Aye, the marvelous salesman, though, that Peter Grant. He could sell a pair of eyebrow tweezers to John L. Lewis. At Fred Foley. Let him through there, will you, folks? What do you say? It's a friend of mine, the same style of Avalon time, Red Foley. Hiya, Foley!
Hiya, Joe!
Pardon me, neighbor. I didn't mean to step on your foot there.
But...
Say, Foley, maybe you can help me out my income tax. I'm allowed 10% off, and I'm going to take 20. You think it's all right?
Why, sure. Take that 20, and the government will give you 5 more off.
What for?
Good behavior.
Yeah. Hey, how about singing a song, Red?
Okay, I'll sing Rainbow Valley.
Sing it, Red. A mucho gusto. Meaning with much feeling.
While we're there, down in Rainbow Valley, maybe we'll be Cali, maybe we'll fall in love. As stormy weather in your eyes, and it's cloudy above, let's get together, you and I, where there's sunshine and love. Eyes are pale down in Rainbow Valley, where sweet Sue and Sally linger with Jim and Joe. Roses rare bloom in Rainbow Valley, there we'll dilly-dally down where the lovers go. It's only a shallow, so peaceful and still. Hollow the swallow across yonder hill. While we're there, down in Rainbow Valley, maybe we'll be pally. Maybe we'll fall in love.
I love that. That's really nice song, right? That's really swell singing there, fella. I'm only stalling around now. I better get to work on my income tax here. Let's see now. I've got 4 dependents. I'm allowed $400 for each one. That's $1,600. I think I'll add one more to that, and I'll put the one right in front of the 4. That makes 14 dependents.
Read all about it here. Man goes to penitentiary for cheating on income taxes.
Maybe I better make that 4 dependents again.
Hello, fellow invader.
Oh, Miss Stillwell. What do you mean, invader? Why don't you give me the benefit of the doubt?
What doubt?
Yeah.
Say, how do you...
There's a laugh at rehearsal.
Why don't you get a new suit? Boy, is that thing shiny.
Yes,
here,
yes.
Hold still. I want to see how I look in your pants.
Yes. I'd get a new suit if I could find a way to save some money on these taxes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
My brother figured out a way to beat the income taxes.
Yeah, how do you work it out?
On a rock pile.
Yeah.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself trying to cheat the government.
Yeah.
And you're standing right under the picture of George Washington, the man who never told a lie.
Yeah, he's also the man who never had to pay income taxes. Yeah.
I'll tell you how you can save some money.
How?
Get married.
Are you kidding? Don't be silly. You couldn't keep a wife in the government on the money I make. Here, yeah, you're my secretary. You figure this thing out for me. Oh, hello, Professor. Gee, I'm glad to see you. Ah, you look great tonight. You're the first scarecrow I ever saw with false teeth. Oh, your cape looks simply ravishing.
Yes.
It has a lovely part right in the middle.
Thank you. I picked it up at my dear old father's toupee by mistake.
Oh, then your part belongs to Daddy, huh? Oh, what questions got you stumped this week, Professor?
Well, what is an income tax?
Income tax?
Yes.
That's a politician's idea of capital punishment.
Oh. Thank you so much. Do you like Irish stews?
Yes, I do.
Lovely fellows, aren't they?
Oh, great fellow, that professor. He's an old bachelor. He's got a head like a doorknob. Any woman can turn it. Damon Stillwell, how you come with that report of mine?
All right. But what's this deduction? A $300 fee bill for a horse.
That's me. I work like a horse. I may as well take the deduction.
Mr. Skelton, I believe.
That's the sure sign of early spring when things like you pop out of the ground.
I represent the law firm of Saggy and Droop.
You're too far gone to be Saggy. You must be the Droop.
Here is my card. You care to turn it over? There's a snappy little poem on the back.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen you before. Down in front of the gate, he's selling those postcards.
Yeah. Then I went in.
Yeah. Two confessions, eh?
Go ahead. Your secretary, I believe. You're a beautiful girl. You look like a million.
Yeah, and I'm just as hard to get, too.
Mr. Skelton, I only have a minute to spare. I'm due over at the courthouse where I have a $10 case and two small ones. My part of the firm specializes in income tax returns. Now, for Mr. Poe, a big rubber man from Akron, I saved $36,000. All he gave the government was $10.
He saved $36,000? Isn't he stretching things a bit?
He ain't holding any back.
Then there was Mr. Platt.
We're calling Jackson. Hey, that's the guy who separates husbands from wives, isn't he?
A divorce lawyer?
No, he's a twin bed salesman.
Yes, I saved Mr. Platt $52,000, and all he gave the government was $10.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I handle your account,
yeah,
the most you give the government will be $10.
Yeah, and the least the government will give me is 10 years.
Yeah, okay. Well, now, you shouldn't be so skeptical. Remember the little poem, Opportunity Knocks Any Day. An ambulance. A case. I'm on my way.
Big lawyer. That guy's so crooked, he can get transfusions to court screws.
Say, how's that income?
Maybe you better let the man at the window check it.
Okay, come on. Go over here with me. Hey, Jackson, would you check this over for me?
Well, let's see. Well, if you want this thing to be legal, you got to sign your name. What's this O for? You can't write, sign an X.
Did I put an O there? Oh, gee, that's my stage name. Come on, add this up for me, will you, fella?
What do you mean, add it up? Adding ain't my job. I'm just contact man between you and Morgan, Pa.
Well, how much I owe, couldn't you tell me that?
George Washington didn't pay any income tax, so why should you?
Well, what's George Washington got to do with me?
With all the dependents you've got listed, you're the new father of your country, and you don't know it.
Sings the song everyone is asking for, Deep Purple.
When the deep soul over sleepy garden walls, and the stars begin to flicker in the sky. Through the mist of a memory, you wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. In the still of the night, once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on in moonlight. And as long as my heart will be, lover will always be here in my deep purple
long ago is still the order of the day. Here's Bob Strong's swingaroo arrangement of a 20-year-old favorite, Alice Holliday. Gentlemen, if a package of Avalon cigarettes could talk, it would say something like this.
Boy, do I make friends easily. A smoker tries me just once, and I'm his pal from then on. Yes, sir, I've got that personality that wins friends and influences people.
Yes, folks, that winning personality of Avalon's is making friends with millions upon millions of smokers from coast to coast. And it's no wonder. Avalon's give you more for your money, give you finest quality cigarettes for 3 to 5 cents less than other popular price brands. And friends, make no mistake about it, Avalon's are highest quality. 100% union made from the finest Turkish and domestic tobaccos the world affords. With all the high quality you demand in any cigarette. You'd never guess they cost you less. The next time you need cigarettes, forget their price habit. Give your thrifty judgment a chance. ask for Avalon cigarettes.
Well, Mr. Skelton, now that you've got your income tax troubles straightened up, what are you frowning about?
Oh, you've got so many wrinkles in your forehead, you look like a seven-layer cake.
Well, I think the head got in there and he got a big laugh. It's all right. I'm worrying. All of us Skeltons start worrying around March the 15th. With this generation, it was income taxes. But it all started with Julius Caesar Skelton. On March the 15th in 44 B.C., he died with what was known as a well-known death in those days. He was assassinated.
Say, Red, you know, I know all about Julius Caesar Skelton, and, you know, me being an old historian like I am, shall I do the honors and set the scene?
Okay, Red.
Okay, Red.
March the 15th, 44 B.C., the place Julius Caesar Skelton's private chambers in the house of the Roman Senate. It's a great day for Caesar Skelton, for this day he expects to be crowned emperor. And as the scene opens, we find him with his secretary, Octavia Stillwell.
Oh, what a beautiful day. Hey, Caesar, bring us here.
Show him in. I mean, it is a beautiful day. Open up the window so I can throw out my chest.
What chest? Every time you take your cape off, it looks like the unveiling of a broom.
Yeah. Oh, don't bother me today. I'm a nervous man. Senate sure is taking their time today.
Yeah, do you think they'll pass any of your bills?
What do you mean, pass any of the bills? Well, last night at dinner, they wouldn't even pass the potatoes. But there's one there I'm counting on they've got to put through. The NRA.
NRA?
Yeah, no Roman assassination. Gee, I wonder if they passed more of my bills if I'd have conquered more of Gaul.
I don't know. You got plenty of Gaul now.
Yeah. Say, maybe Senate's already gone home. I'll peek in here and see if they're still in session. Yep, they're still in session.
Uh-oh, here comes your wife, Calpurnia.
Oh, come in, Calpurnia.
Alone with your secretary again, eh, Caesar?
Is it okay if I do? I mean, by the way, dear, you were talking in your sleep last night.
You begrudge me those few words.
Yeah.
Caesar, I wouldn't get too close to those senators today. I had a dream last night.
Oh, another one, huh? She's always dreaming, Octavia. A couple of nights ago, she dreamt I was a horse. When I woke up, she'd stuff half the straw mattress down my throat. What was it this time, California?
I dreamt you were a pigeon soaring through the air, and all the senators were throwing spears at you. And suddenly you fell dead at my feet.
Uh-oh. Now I'm a dead pigeon.
Well, take care of yourself, dear. I'll be going now, so kiss me goodbye.
Oh, I'm busy. Kiss Octavia. I'll get it from her later. Say, is there any mail, Octavia?
Yes, there's a letter from Cassius.
Oh.
He says he owes you $10, but he only sent $9.
That's okay. 10% off for Cassius.
By the way, your friend Pompey hasn't shown up yet.
No, I don't think he's going to be here. I had a duel with him last week, and I think I killed him.
You think you killed him?
Yeah.
Well, what makes you think that?
I don't know. 3 days after the duel, they buried him. Oh, think of it. Today, Senate may make me emperor. And as I walk out on the street, people will shout, Hail Imperator! Hail Imperator!
How do you know?
I got some soldiers planted. Oh, it's going to be a great
Hail
day.
Hail Imperator!
Hail Interruptor! I mean, Brutus Foley. Hiya, Brutus.
Hiya, Steve. Hiya, Aki.
Hiya, Bruce.
Come on into the Senate, Caesar. We got a surprise for you.
Are your boys going to give me a reception?
Well, we're going to make a stab at it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I ought to go in there today.
Come on in now. The boys have got something worked out that'll kill you.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I better stay out of there. Something tells me the boys are going to give me a Mickey Finnegan.
Octavia.
Yes, Mark Anthony.
I want you to hear this speech I've written for tomorrow.
Boy, have I really got a terrific opening. Listen. Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar.
Hello, Caesar. I didn't see you there.
Well, you'll hear it tomorrow, Archie.
See you later.
I don't know. There's something awful phony going on around here. That guy looked right at me when he said he was going to bury something.
Oh, go on in there. If you really want to know what it's all about, I'll tell you. It's only the senators. They're waiting for you with big knives.
Oh, well, that's just... Huh?
Go ahead. What are you worrying about? The knives are dull.
Well, that's just... Oh, darling.
Are you afraid?
What, me? Big Caesar afraid of those little sawed-off shrimps in there?
I hope they tell you I am.
But they wouldn't kill me. They'd have the people to answer to. Ah, come on. Let's go in.
Oh, hey, take it easy. Shut up. Wait a minute, boy. Break it up, will you? You think I am a pincushion?
Brutus Foley, you and the rest of the senators, you'll have to the people to answer for this.
Oh, no, we won't. They'll never blame us because today we changed Caesar's name from Julius to William.
Oh, so you think they won't hold you responsible just because you changed his name to William?
Yeah. That's right, Octavia. The people will think nothing of it when they learn Senate has just killed a bill.
Here's a beautiful new melody inspired by the magic beauty of red skies in the night. Red Foley and the Avalon Chorus sing it for us.
Shadows are falling, peace at eventide, and I'm recalling when you were by my side, red skies in the night are a shepherd's delight. Red skies in the night bring a vision of you, alone by a stream where the meadows are green. All I do is dream when the long day is through.
While your sheep are
straying,
still keeps calling her name.
And my heart keeps saying, sweetheart, come back again. A shepherd's in love, yet I'm lonely and blue. Red skies in the night bring a vision of you.
Hey, Foley, are you all cleared up on your income tax?
Yep, I paid it with a smile.
I tried to do that once, but they wanted money.
Good night, folks. Good night, everybody. Listen up next Saturday evening at the same time when the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation will again present Avalon Time. My Heart Belongs to Daddy is from Leave It to Me. Dow King speaking. Good night, everybody. Avalon Time originated in the studios of the Nation Station and is reached you through the National Broadcasting Company.